from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But it's preseason game 3. We know the starters aren't playing. We know that applies for the Bears as well. There's, you know, we're not seeing Williams or Mahomes.
Man,
tonight.
I wish. They're going to get one preseason shot where they shake hands, and then they look, you know, lovingly into each other's eyes, and then they move on. Yeah,
there'll be a little pregame interaction. Other than that, is there anything that would get you to watch more than 5 minutes of this game or listen to more than 5 minutes of this game tonight? Because we know there's some guys further down the depth chart. Sure, I get
corner
it.
Two, but like if I watch the game, I'm not going to just determine who corner two is.
I think it's Carson Steele again, but how limited is he going to be if they think he's the number two back for this team?
Limited. They barely played
That's
him in the
saying.
Last
Is
one.
He going to play tonight?
No. I mean, if he does, not very much.
I want to see more of Denarik Prince, actually, because I thought he had a good showing. And if he has another strong showing.
Yeah, he had nice things to say about him.
If he had another strong showing tonight, Cody, then perhaps that makes you feel better about not having to go find a veteran number two running back. But there's not much else where, you know, Worthy's probably not going to play tonight. We're talking about the starters. So it's further down the depth chart stuff. Like, I told you, I want Kadarius Toney to have a great game just so they can trade him for a conditional 6th-round pick after tonight. Like, I hope against backups Toney just balls out and ends up having a great game so they can trade him for a 6th or 7th round.
Can you make that argument for Sky Moore, too, then?
Fine. I actually think Sky's making the team, though.
Why?
We went through the numbers. So if they're keeping 7 receivers, so if they keep 7 receivers, we all agree that Tony's not making this team.
Yeah.
So then you're down to Remigio and Ross.
And God, I mean, the way Tobe was talking about
Remigio. I think Remigio's making it. So then it's Sky Moore, Justin Ross conversation as we had the other day. And I told you I think one of them ends up on the practice squad, and perhaps they think Justin Ross can make it through the practice squad more than Sky Moore. That's all.
Honestly, I think you named him. And this just goes to the bigger point that is preseason football that we have to have every year, which is get rid of this game. How about as a show of good faith, NFL owners, get rid of this game? And I understand why they don't, for the same reason we were just talking about. They'll still manage to have 50,000 people inside of Arrowhead tonight, buying a beer, buying a hot dog. Somebody said they're already lined up for a preseason game to get into the parking lot. There's already photos of people waiting to get inside. So no matter what,
props to you.
It's like a
props
thing you can't lose under any circumstance. But, man, we do not need this. Are you hurting that bad for money? The NFL doesn't seem like it'd be getting squeezed for cash.
Well, this will be their bargaining chip. When they add an 18th game, they're going to say, fine.
We'll get rid of – that's not an equal trade.
But that's what they'll use. They'll say, hey, we're adding an 18th game in a few years. We'll take away the preseason game. We'll knock it down to 2. And then what will happen is the coaches won't play their starters in the 2nd preseason game. So then we'll say they only need 1 preseason game.
The truth is they need 0. They don't need preseason at all. They can just do it in camp and then play football. And I know every sport's probably going to argue with me because I've had this conversation with baseball executives at the highest conceivable level, because I've yet to find someone explain to me why the hell baseball players need 6 weeks of spring training before you make them play for 6 consecutive
pitchers
months.
Pitchers got to get stretched out, you know.
Just stretch. You know? Just give them a tape. You send them the Tybo video, but for pitchers, and say, throw this many. I understand that it might make pitching sloppier at the beginning of the year, but it'd be equal playing field. Everyone would be on the same footing. So if the product is a little sloppier in the beginning, it's sloppier for everyone. I don't think people are going to just turn off a baseball game because two more errors happen every 5 games. They're not. It'd be more scoring. People like more scoring. All of those things are going to change in that regard.
Back to the game tonight, though, and in individuals. I mean, FAU's been the answer to watch throughout the preseason, and there hasn't been anything that stood out. So he should also play a lot tonight. So I guess, but is that enough to get me to stop what I'm doing and watch the entire game? I don't know about that, but he's someone that has an opportunity like he has every single one of these preseason games to show that there's been improvement. But it's the third preseason game for a reason. When starters aren't playing right away, it just drops the interest. I didn't look at the board this morning to see what the line was.
Is it up there on the screen?
That's week one lines here at Circa. That's Ravens, Chiefs -3. We knew that. I guess I can find the preseason line. Are you going to actually go down to the sports
book? 670 the score's down here, our station
friends,
in Chicago.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's offer them a bet. Let's offer them a ludicrous bet, something no one should ever bet. On a Chiefs-Bears preseason game in which no starter is going.
The Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs tonight against the Chicago Bears.
$1,000.
The total is 31.5.
One entry into Circa Millions for the winner.
The Chiefs plus 1.5?
On the Chiefs plus 1.5 tonight.
Carson Wentz, baby.
One entry into Circa Millions on the Chiefs plus 1.5 tonight.
I don't think they're
shocked
that.
By my offer.
I don't think they're making that bet. And
I don't think they are either.
And I wouldn't make that bet either.
You wouldn't make that bet?
No, it's a preseason game, Cody.
That's what makes it fun to bet on. Now we care. You and I'd care now, wouldn't we? We'd find that screen tonight. We'd have that game on.
It'll be on somewhere here. Don't worry.
So somebody asked the question from the 620. What happens if Kadarius Toney has a good game and they end up keeping him? Is there any way?
Oh, that's great point on the playing good. That scares the hell out of me.
I don't think that's happening.
You sure?
I don't think he's making this team. Unless Remigio gets hurt or Justin Ross gets hurt tonight, no, I do not believe Kadarius Toney's making this team. So to me, I would like him to go out there and have a nice game so that he potentially can entice one team out there into giving up a
Are you sure that one team isn't the Chiefs? They've already been enticed by him before.
Is there ever a situation where nice is too nice and they fall in love again with him where it's like,
yes, I'm actually terrified. You know what? I'm on Drew's side. I hope he stinks. Like, I don't need this energy in my life. I don't need the risk, as you pointed out, Drew, that Toney goes for 160 yards in a preseason game and all of a sudden the belief train is back.
Five touches, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
I mean, you know what they say, Oladukin and Toney have just such a great connection and rapport. That's probably who he's throwing the ball to.
How much time do you think Wentz gets tonight?
Maybe a quarter or so. I think the rest of the game should just be Ian Book, you know, Oladukin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Ian Book. I forget about him sometimes.
Notre Dame, former Notre Dame quarterback, yeah.
I am familiar with him. I just don't think he's making the team. Is he making the practice squad? Or does he even make that?
Well, that's the
you have two quarterbacks in the practice
squad? That's the battle. No, only one. That's the battle. Yeah. Who would you rather have in the practice? I think they like Oladukin because he gives them a good scout look for the mobile quarterbacks. They praised him about how much he prepared the team for Lamar Jackson back in the AFC title game. So don't underestimate that part of it.
There are much worse checks to get than the $4,000 a week they pay you to be the scout team quarterback. Is that what they pay you, something like that?
I don't know the updated practice squad dollar. I think it's higher than that now, isn't it?
What? You make more than $4,000 a week being a practice squad player?
This says $12,500 a week.
Makes triple that.
Yeah. If a player has two seasons, their minimum salary is $16,000 a week.
So Oladukin's making $16,000 a week.
During the 2024
season. Just to
pretend
to be Lamar Jackson?
Minimum salary for NFL practice squad players is $12,500 per week. So almost what you're making.
Are you kidding me?
Almost what we make a week. Getting close to what we make a week, yeah.
Now, look, he's only being paid for, like, you know, 30 weeks. So that's a half a mil a year just
I think he's doing all right.
You know.
That'd be great.
Get some exercise in. I don't think that's not living too bad a life. God, I can't believe it's $12,000. I don't know why I thought it was so low. I apologize. I was way off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.